We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. By the way, so I don't forget, kudos to John McNesby and the FOP. I'm not sure what time they're doing this. I think it's a little bit later in the morning, but there will be a procession of a lot of vehicles by the house of Corporal or Sergeant O'Connor. Thought he was a corporal. Daily News may have this wrong. Police Sergeant James O'Connor IV, who was killed last week. Okay? Since they can't yet have public gatherings, they're doing a vehicle procession. But as I predicted, I'm looking at Janice Armstrong at the Inquirer today. Sergeant O'Connor might still be alive if authorities had acted sooner, says the mother of another victim. In other words, this mom, with all due respect, doesn't blame Larry Krasner for the death of O'Connor. She blames the Philadelphia police because they did not go after the person in question when he was believed to have murdered her son. You just understand how twisted Philadelphia is, just how completely twisted this place is. It is amazing to me, just amazing. All right, let's go to Montgomery County Commissioner Joe Gale and find out how that tip line is working out there in Montgomery County. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Joe, we saw your colleague there, the chief commissioner, I guess, Valerie Arcouche, who's been all over this, set up this tip line. I don't know if you were in favor of that or not, but there was a lot of resistance that this is exactly not the way to go.
Yeah, well, the purpose behind the tip line, the logic behind that, was for people to call when they have concerns related to the coronavirus and not 911. So we have telecommunicators that are answering emergency 911 calls.
Right.
And instead of them fielding calls like that, this tip line was implemented. There's an email line implemented for coronavirus. But I'm doing the best I can to be a watchdog. I always say I'm a watchdog for the residents of Montgomery County. So whether that's taxpayers,
right,
whether that's the unborn, you know, I was critical of Nancy Pelosi when she tried to put funding in for abortion in the coronavirus bill. And whether it's gun owners, that's becoming a topic now, a watchdog for gun owners, and also the sick and the elderly, a watchdog for them. And right now that's a population that's vulnerable to this virus, and we have to protect them.
Yeah, Joe, so going back to the tip line, though, she said call before 8 o'clock of a business that was open that shouldn't be open. Are you getting calls on that?
There was people calling earlier in the week about gyms that were still open, and they weren't abiding the Governor Wolf's order. Now that he enacted this additional order, which is all non-life-sustaining businesses must close, I'm sure those tip lines will be ringing more, but it's difficult to tell. I know that the restaurants have been doing the takeout and delivery, but they're not doing the dining in. We haven't had many complaints about that.
Good. Joe, how ready is Montgomery County then, do you feel? What does Montgomery County, for example, seem to need? I mean, Arcouche again put out this statement about feeding kids and claiming this is the only nutritious meal they get all day long. And I'm sure there are some poor families. We know that in Montgomery County, but it's an affluent, educated county. It would certainly seem to me on the home front, parents can and are providing that, right?
Yeah, and this is my take on the whole school lunch deal. What the liberals, all this is coming to the forefront where there's a political agenda behind the scenes that's coming to the forefront. And for the school lunch issue, let's get to the root of the problem. What's the root of the problem that would resolve it and help children have nutritional meals? And that's going back to the idea that there's broken families. There's out-of-wedlock marriages, the importance of the family unit, where relatives take care of one another, being the role of a parent's most important job you'll have to have. But people are afraid to say it. The root of the problem with school lunches are broken families. And there are areas in Montgomery County where, unfortunately, there are children that don't have nutritional meals. We have to take care of them. But if liberals really want to resolve the problem, let's not be afraid to say we need to stress how important the family unit is, how we have to have an end to wedlock marriages, traditional values. And there's many conservatives that are afraid to say it as well. But you know me, Dom. I don't hold back. And that's something that we have to resolve. And yes. This is just an issue where they're trying to politicize it.
Well, I agree. I agree that the state is not the parent here. That's what this comes back to. So, Joe, right. What can you tell us imminently now with this governor's new order or anything else? What is Montgomery County on the watch for? What is top of line for you in your role?
Well, Montgomery County is the epicenter of this virus. So we were the first county to have it in Pennsylvania. We have the most positive cases. I believe we're around 60 cases at this point. And we have a big population. We have a population of about 830,000 residents. So at this point, it's declared that it's a community spread, meaning we're not able to identify the initial source of where the virus came from. And then every day it's evolving and developing. The governor every day is not clear. It's difficult to understand his orders, but the latest one was closing all non-life sustaining businesses. And this time he's putting in actions if there's failure to comply. So there'll be citations and fines and license suspensions if you don't apply.
Joe, I have one on here that philosophically I think you and I would share on it, but I'm not sure. And I guess there could be a point where even I would say there's price gouging. But if prices are up on toilet paper or hand towels or whatever, that could be because it's supply and demand. And, you know, you don't want people then at the normal price just stockpiling them. The way that capitalism works, that everybody gets some, is the price goes up and then people don't buy as much. So what's the price gouging thing where the government steps in? Do you have anything like that in Montgomery County?
I know the attorney generals around the country have been stepping in to try to stop the price gouging. That's, like you said, in capitalism, that's the unfortunate reality when there's a natural disaster like this. So I know many attorney generals around the country are taking action, and even from the federal level. I know I've heard Donald Trump talk about it.
Yeah, well, I pretty much think, within reason, Joe, it's a normal flow. I don't even think it's a bad thing. There can be a level where it does reach that. Where do people find all things Joe Gale?
Well, joegale.com. I keep that updated. And if you go on Facebook and find me on there, Joe Gale, I update that every day. I'm putting our press briefings on there, trying to do my best to keep the public updated. And I want the listeners to know that you can rely on me to be a conservative, common sense voice during all this. And that's the key, is common sense, because we don't want to be a nanny state. I believe with conservatism, you leave it up to individual responsibility. We can provide guidelines. We can, you know, do what we have to do as government officials to protect our emergency responders and people in our healthcare network. But ultimately, individuals have to take their own responsibility. And I don't like it when I see law-abiding gun owners under attack. I'm critical of the governor of New Jersey with his curfew on driving after dusk. I think that's outrageous. And I know you have many listeners out there in New Jersey, Dom.
Absolutely.
There's pockets in New Jersey where there's heavy crime. Camden, New Jersey, for example. How come there was no curfew after 8 p.m. The rest of the year, when there was gun violence on the streets at night? So I hate to see a tragic emergency like we're currently in be politicized, and I think that's definitely happening, and I'm doing the best I possibly can to bring some common sense to it.
Absolutely, as always, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.